Now what?
I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
All right.
You're in a darkened theater. Whether it's on stage or on the screen, it is the most intense, most emotional, absolute climactic moment of your dramatic experience. And just then... Yeah, cell phone goes off.
It's one of my least favorite parts of the interactive experience.
Seth Rosenfeld is a playwright. So is Mozan Marno.
As a playwright,
yes.
How do you feel when a cell phone goes off?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, as an audience goer, as an actor, as a writer, it just kind of fills me with dread and venom.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think we're doing everything. I think maybe we could fine people. They're being so publicly shamed that eventually it will cease to be a problem.
If it happens before intermission, I notice they usually don't come back, right?
Yeah.
It happens so frequently in just about every theater production I attend, as Rosenfeld says...
The cell phone becomes a character now in the theater. It's become an important player.
Finally, from playwright James Lacine, an admonition to remember the cell-less sacredness of the theater.
There's really no place that people go voluntarily, walk in, turn their phones off, and actually have a communal experience together. That's the agreed-upon thing.
Now what? I think it's for you. Jim Taylor, CBS News.